Hello, Dua. How are you, my love?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm so good. I'm glad you got the denim jacket memo.
I definitely got the memo.
Yeah, but yours is like, you've done yours in a cool, like, fashion way. Mine's in a just walk the dog. Yeah,
like okay. Fell off.
Just as he was just shimming in your chair, it just kind of fell and exposed that luscious shoulder. Well, I'm going to do it as well. Are you in your backyard? What a heavenly view.
Yeah, I'm in LA, so it's quite nice and sunny here.
Yeah, sun fixes everything. I mean, we've had the shittiest of, you know, times of late, but the sun, it's been like so rainy in Sydney the last couple of days, like storms, and the sun's come out today and everyone's like, oh, okay, no, everything's fine again.
Yeah. It does change everything. It makes everything so much better.
Now, remind the people listening / watching that maybe didn't get the memo about how many times your album has been streamed in the last 2 months. Because like, it's not bragging if I ask you to share the number.
Okay. If I must. Two billion times.
That's like a made-up number.
If I could show you how disgustingly sweaty they are right now.
I reckon about 120 million are just me, just quietly.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes, especially when we started getting into puzzles, when we were in lockdown and it was like, oh God, we've got to do some jigsaw puzzles. I would have wine, ridiculous puzzle and future nostalgic playing and I was in the zone. So how does it feel? I mean, obviously it's overwhelming for something you put so much hard work into to be received so well.
It's crazy, honestly. Like it was definitely like such a scary thing, like putting my record out during such a crazy time. But I'm so just grateful that people have been wanting to listen to it. And, you know, it's kind of been there while people have been at home and have done dance parties at home, and it makes me so happy that it was there for my fans and my listeners. Like I'm the most grateful.
I have this weird hippie theory that has been developing the more and more artists I speak to who have been putting music out during this pandemic, that the music gods knew what was coming and they conspired like a year ago to make sure, you know, we have the right music. Because, and a lot of the music that's coming out, you listen to it and you're like, oh, it was written for everyone in lockdown. And you speak to the artist and they're like, no, I wrote this a year ago. I feel like it's meant to be.
It was written in the stars for it all to happen like this, I guess.
Absolutely. And not only was that written in the stars, but I mean, the universe must really love you, because when Missy Elliott and Madonna both make themselves available for a project. I mean, the 2 billion streams is good. But this is, tell me how the hell that came about, and how did you even sleep once you knew it was a possibility?
To be honest, I haven't slept in months. Just out of pure excitement. It's just, you know, it's always been a massive dream of mine to get to work with both Madonna and Missy Elliott. And to have been able to put both of them together in a song, and for them both to really be into a song and them both to want to jump on a track, is so crazy that even as I say it, knowing full well that it's going to come out soon, it still feels like unbelievable to me, like unbelievable.
And the fact that they even know who you are is amazing. Like to be a human being and Madonna knows you exist.
I know. It's mind-blowing. And it was just, you know, they were both totally up for getting on the record. I chatted on the phone to both of them. I'm like, I was freaking out in the moment when I was like talking to them. I was really trying to keep my cool, but being like, you know, such a massive fan, it was really such like a crazy moment for me just to be able to be like, so yeah, it's mad, it's bonkers, but it's happening, and I'm so excited for everyone to hear it, because it's really, really special. And Yeah.
Obviously, the three of you didn't all catch up for coffee and then go into the studio. We know that's not how this can happen in this world. So obviously all the different bits and pieces have happened kind of without you physically there, which meant that I imagine you were like waiting on tracks, you were waiting on like, and you're just watching your phone, waiting for the email to come through and like press play so you can listen to it. What was that like having like being a part of the process from afar?
It was so fun because it was basically like doing a massive jigsaw from home, kind of like what you like to do.
Yours is a bit more of an more exciting jigsaw than my like French landscape, but cool.
It was, it was mainly like it began as a collaboration with me and the Blessed Madonna, who is a DJ and a producer. And we thought to kind of create like a fun club remix of the track. And it was really, a conversation with my manager, and I was like, if I don't say it, I don't get it. So I feel like I just need to go and put it out there. And I'm a firm believer in that. And like, sometimes I just say things and then I hope that they manifest in the way that I would want it to. And I was just like, do you know who would sound really good on this? I was like, Madonna and Missy Elliott.
Yes! I love that you were the one who like vocalized it and verbalized it into being.
And it just happened. I was hoping for one at least. I was like, please, maybe. Or like, I thought maybe both of them would just tell me that they were super busy and this isn't the right time. And but to get an email back and both of them being like, yeah, totally up for it, love the track, I'm like, no.
Oh man, it makes me so happy because it's like, people assume that once you get to a certain level of like success or stardom, it's all just kind of meh, like whatever. But it's wonderful to see someone at the top of their game still having awe and wonder about what they get to do. Like, that's the best.
Yeah, I'm just like trying to put my like dreams into existence and one manifestation at a time, or two in this case.
Well, I had a dream that I won the lottery. So I bought a lottery ticket today and my husband was looking through the banking this morning, like doing it. He's like, did you buy a lottery ticket? And I was like, so can you please manifest that? I don't need to win Division One, just like, the third highest prize. Well, I'm not greedy, dude. So you manifest that today.
I'm going to start thinking about it. I'm going to like manifest it, put it into the world, into the trees, into the nature, and then.
But don't, I'm not going to share the, just so you know, if I win, I'm not going to share the winnings with you. Like,
yeah, but no. don't tell anyone.
Okay. No, absolutely not, because then the relatives come out of the woodworks. Ain't nobody got time for that, baby G. And before I let you go, we can't really make plans at all these days. And in one part, that's magic because we have to just let go of control for once. Yeah. But what does the next kind of couple months look like for you? Are you going to be able to just rest, or when, what's happening?
Well, I've got a couple more surprises up my sleeve.
So, how did you surprises? You brought Prince back from the dead to be on your next single. That's how you would top Missy Elliott and Madonna being on your track.
I've just got a couple more like things for you guys.
A couple of things.
More shimmies. Which we can talk about maybe in another interview some other time.
Okay, done. Well, let's lock it in at some, Warner Music you're listening. We're going to lock that in to talk about the next sassy, sexy shimmy surprises. Can't wait. Have a wonderful week. We love you. The album is incredible. So happy
Thank
for you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me.
Always. Bye, darling.
Bye, Ash.